You're tuned into the Black Girls with Purpose podcast, where we encourage, educate, and equip you with the information you need to live a purpose-driven life, discover your talents and gifts, and do work that you find fulfilling. My name is Brianna Lightfoot-Smith, and I am a wife, a mom of three. I own a business called Brands by Bree that helps moms build their businesses while raising their babies. And it is my personal mission to make sure that you are everything that God has created you to be. So if you've ever asked yourself, what on earth am I here for? You're in the right place, honey. Hey guys, welcome back to the Black Girls with Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Lightfoot-Smith, and I am so excited to be back with you all for season 7 of the podcast. It has been a few weeks. Of course, y'all know me. Even on my season breaks, I'm always popping in and doing bonus episodes, extra episodes, sharing updates on my goal setting. But I am glad to be back officially. It has been whoo, child, this past month or so has been a rail. It's felt like me being on a train on a railroad. Like, it's just been so many ups and downs. And I have honestly been making sure that as we came back for season 7, I was coming back with something that was valuable to you, because I realized that over the course of the last several years, we have really gone through an evolution. You know, the podcast started out as Bible studies, and then we brought women in and were interviewing them about their entrepreneurship journeys, and then I was sharing my personal journey. And I think all of those things are fantastic, and I'm going to continue to do all of those things. But what I realize is, if people haven't been with us from the very beginning, there may be like a disconnect. And also, we as women have grown together, right? Like, even from a distance. And so I wanted to kick off this first season, or this first episode of season 7, kind of with a reintroduction of who I am, why I started this podcast to begin with, why I took the break that I took, and then why I came back. And so if you have never listened to a podcast episode from Black Girls of Purpose before, you picked a fantastic time to come back, or to come to us for the first time, because I'm just going to be sharing really what God has placed on my heart, how this ministry even got started in the first place, what I feel like the vision is for the future, and more. So if you're interested in just learning more about the journey, if you've been an OG and you've been here for a long time, but you're kind of like, yeah, girl, bring us back. Let's do a history lesson, then definitely make sure you stay tuned in. And we are going to just be talking about the evolution of myself personally and the evolution of Black Girls with Purpose. So let's talk Black Girls with Purpose. How did this even get started? I'm so glad you asked, because it frees me up to answer. Black Girls with Purpose really started out as a book. I wrote a book in 2016 called The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. And inside of that book, I shared my journey with overcoming suicidal thoughts as a teenager. And shortly after I finished writing the book, my aunt was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. You should write a workbook. And so I released a workbook. And then she said, you should do workshops. And so I released workshops, started doing these in-person events. And even though I felt like she was pushing me beyond my comfort zone, looking back, I really see how God was orchestrating that entire situation, because meeting with women in person, college students who were coming to these workshops and other peers who were coming to these workshops, really showed me how much I love affirming women in their God-given identities, how much I love letting women know that they are here for a reason, and that, you know, God has orchestrated everything in their life, that he has been this divine designer who has crafted all these different talents and gifts in order for them to move into his kingdom purpose. And so started those, doing those workshops and events, and eventually was like, okay, this is not just like these little side things I do. This is a whole organization. And so I eventually, I had a website before, blackgirlsofpurpose.org, and it was just for my books, and I would do blog posts, but then I expanded it and started putting information on events that people could attend. We did our first conference, and it was just an amazing experience. And so over the course of really a couple years, this vision became really large. And I think what's so amazing about that is that I shared this on a Bible study I did recently. If you guys are not following me on Instagram, you can follow me at blightfoot Smith, BLIGHTFOOTSMITH. I do Bible studies on my page every Wednesday morning. And I was just sharing how in life, if you're a type A personality like me, we want to know where we're headed. We want to know how many stops we got to take before we get there, right? We want to know how much gas we're going to need. We're planners, which is amazing. But when it comes to God, scripture says a man plans his way and the Lord establishes his steps. And so over the course of these past several years, I have been in a season, I wouldn't say of darkness, but I just really didn't know what thing was going to lead to the next thing. And God was like, I don't need you to know. I just need you to follow me. And so, again, 2016 to 2018 was when we were doing these events. And then in 2018 was when God put it on my heart to start a podcast. I had friends who had said that before, like, oh, girl, you really should start a podcast. You know, you have all these awesome conversations with women on your blog and you share their stories on your blog. But wouldn't it be so much more impactful if you brought them on to a podcast platform and people could hear y'all's conversations and they could hear the laughs and they could hear, you know, the tears, because not all the conversations are super exciting and cheery. Sometimes it's like, hey, I went through this horrible situation where I lost a family member. I lost a friend. I dealt with suicidal thoughts. And so I felt like, okay, you know what? I really do feel like this is the season for that. So I started the podcast thinking it was just going to be an extension of my blog that I would share stories of Black women who are living purposefully. And God was like, haha, girl, I got you, because you're actually going to do Bible studies. And so for honestly, like, 2 years I was doing strictly Bible studies, and then in 2020 started interviewing, or 2019 started interviewing more people, women who were, most of them other women, women who were a part of the Christian faith as well. And so they were just sharing their encounters with God and how he was putting them on a path to purpose. And I just love those conversations because I know the things that God has done in my life. I've heard the things he's done in other people's lives, but to be able to share what he was doing in the lives of the guests that I had on the podcast was such an amazing experience. And it was encouraging for me. I told people, I was like, man, these podcast episodes were just boost throughout my week, where even if I was dealing with something personally, I would go and interview a guest and I would just feel so encouraged. And so that's what the podcast was then. And we had guest hosts for a season and all of that. And then honestly, y'all, because this was always a space for me to be extremely transparent, again, my OGs know, I would share different things I was believing God for and how I felt like he confirmed those things to me. And over time, showing up in this space and still being like, I'm waiting on the Lord, he's gonna come through, and then not really having any good news to report became draining. It just became draining. I just felt like, okay, God, this feels like a joke. I feel like I'm not putting on well for you. I feel like I'm just showing up because I have to, but not even because I want to. And I just am of the personal belief that we should serve God from a place of love. If we're serving him from a place of religion and works, it never lasts. That's why scripture says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. If stuff starts to feel heavy, that's usually a sign that we need to kind of navigate in a different way than we are. And so while all of this is going on, you know, my family is growing. I went from having one child when the podcast first started to having three now. I went from being a full-time stay-at-home mom to reopening a business that I had closed right before the podcast started, called Brands by Bree, and it's a coaching business. I work with moms who are building businesses while raising their babies, but not just working with moms to help them build their business, but build their businesses without burning out in the process. And you guys heard me say that even in the introduction of this podcast. I am so intentional and just so on fire for helping women to navigate life, because at the end of the day, we have a ton of hats that we wear, and there's not always an option for you to just take off a certain hat, right? Like, I can't take off the wife hat. I'm not going to take off the mom hat. There are just certain things that are always going to be my responsibility. And so what I have learned over time is that it's not about trying to balance everything, but it's about managing your priorities. And so I am pumped talked about this season on the podcast, because I'm really going to be diving into a lot of the things that I talk about with my Brands by Bree clients as far as getting things done in an efficient manner, being more productive. And that does not mean being busier, because I think that we think that productivity and busyness are the same thing, and they're not. Busyness is like movement, and just we're just constantly going and producing something. You think about a farmer, right? It's putting something in the ground, tilling the soil, watering the plant, and then being consistent in that thing so that eventually you produce something, right? You can be busy all day with nothing and have nothing to show for it. But if you're committed to being productive, that is really when you're going to start to see a harvest in your life. And so I am a God girl, born and raised in the church, really became on fire for God after graduating from college and moving to the city of New Orleans, got involved with ministry then. And it's just been this constant chase where I feel like God is like, hey, I cannot let you go too far away from me, because there's work that you're supposed to be doing. And I hope that, you know, you all will resonate with the things that I'll share. It is definitely my intention to continue to share the word of God through Bible study formats, sharing guest interviews, having different conversations. I do feel like God is putting it on my heart to even enlarge the scope of the podcast. And so there may be some rebranding that will be happening down the line, and I will definitely let you guys know before it happens, so you're not like, wait, what the heck is this? But I wanted to let you know now, even in this reintroduction, because I know that God is moving and changing and shifting a lot of things in the world, not even just in my life. And so I feel privileged to be a part of the work that he's doing, because I know that if he's shifting things in me, he's probably shifting things in my community. And if he's shifting things in my community, he's shifting things in the people that they're connected to. And, you know, all of this is for God anyway, right? Like, this is for his kingdom to come. This is for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so that's really just the personal mandate I feel like God has given me, to connect women to Christ, to connect them to calling, to connect them to community. And I will be sharing, you know, more of what I do within my business, because the scripture God has been circling back to me constantly in this season is Matthew 5, when it says, who lights a lamp and puts it under a basket? A city on a hill cannot be hidden. I feel like there have been so many things that in previous seasons God was like, I'm not really giving you the space to share that just yet, but that time is coming. And I really do believe that now is that time. I've been looking at the things that you guys have been responding to, episodes you've listened to more than others, and it really does feel like this is a merging space where I can share all the things that God has been showing me personally, and the things that he's been showing me even in my business. And I think that, you know, there may be some of you who are like me, who felt like business and Bible could not coexist. And God has just been showing me, girl, that is not it. Like, this is not, these two things can coexist, because I'm going to be glorified through all of it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Black Girls with Purpose podcast. Please make sure that you share it with a friend, that you rate and review, and you subscribe if you haven't already. I also would love to invite you to follow me over on Instagram at BeLightfootSmith. I love continuing our conversations from the podcast and just making more connections. As I shared in the very beginning, I am on a mission to help as many women as possible walk into everything that God has called them to and be everything that God has called them to be. And I'm so excited that you are on this purpose-driven journey with me. Talk to you next week.